Hello everyone, tonight is Monday, and our message is called Escapism, to escape one's circumstances. Man is known instinctively to find his own solutions to his problems. We tend to automatically seek to find our own solutions without seeking God. We think we are wise enough, strong enough, able enough, smart enough to know what to do. One of the many things we need to learn as children of God is to automatically come to Him for solutions. The greatest growth is when we stop thinking of what to do and start thinking what He wants us to do. Many of our solutions have wrecked us, messed us up, messed others, hindered God's plan in our lives, and proved to be not of God. One of those solutions is to escape. In the next four circumstances, we find that the solutions of man for his problem was to escape it. Is it of God? Does He want us to escape our problems? Let us find out what were the reasons that led these people to escape. And do we do the same thing ourselves? Should we or shouldn't we? People who dodged their problems. Dodge meaning means to get rid of them. Number one was Jacob when he was fleeing from Esau in Genesis 27. The reason he was fleeing from Esau is because of guilt, because he stole his birthright. God's solution, confront the issue. God wanted him to confront Esau and not run away from him. So in chapter 32, it happened. He confronted him, and it was from the Lord, and they became friends and made up for all the wrong that was done between them. The second one is Elijah, fleeing from Jezebel. The reason? Discouragement. He was so discouraged. And so he ran away because she threatened to kill him. God's solution was for him to return. Elijah was absent from Jezreel when his presence was most needed. So God sent him back. These are the two people who were sent back by the Lord when they fled themselves, hoping to escape the problem. The third one is Jonah. Jonah was fleeing from God. The reason? Disobedience, self-will. He didn't want to do what God wanted him to do. He did not want to preach to his enemies, the Ninevites, so he thought to run away and flee from his situation, but God made him come back. His solution was, go back to Nineveh and preach the gospel. And it happened. And this was God's solution. Go back. Number four, the disciples fleeing from the temple guard. Reason, fear. They feared to be caught and to be persecuted. And then Hagar also was one, and she was fleeing away from her mistress. God's solution was return in Genesis 16:9. Return to your mistress and submit to her. Now we know reasons for fleeing, and we know we should not flee from any circumstance in our life. How do we not flee? How do we stand face to face with our problems? We should not flee from our problems. We should refuse to flee from our problems. We need to flee to God. That's the best place to flee to. Run to God and let Him fix your problem. And number three is let Him help you face your problem. We need to face it. Jesus attempted no escape from the cross. He went straight to the cross and fulfilled His commitment with the Father. And Elijah was sent back to anoint a successor to Ben-Hadad in Damascus, to anoint a successor to Ahab in Israel, and to anoint a successor to himself in the prophetic office. When Paul was stoned in Lystra and left, though he wasn't fleeing, but God told him to go back to Lystra and face his tormentors. There is nothing more important for us than to face life as Christ faced it. But we can do this only when we have the same divine spirit that swept him to victory, even on Calvary. He really knew how to face life, and we are able also to meet this thing, to face our enemy, to face our condition, to face our tormentors, to meet it in the same way when He possesses our souls. This little poem says it. It matters not how deep, entrenched the wrong, how hard the battle goes, the day how long. Flee not, fight on. Tomorrow comes the song. How beautiful it is when we face our problems and we take action against them and stand with the Lord and get the help from the Lord, and God will give us the victory. This is what the Lord said to His disciples. So send I you to labor unrewarded, to serve unpaid, unsought, unloved, unknown, to bear reproach, to suffer scorn and scoffing. So send I you to toil for me alone. So send I you to bind the bruised and broken, over wandering souls, to work, to weep, to wake, to bear the burdens of a world aweary. So send I you to suffer for my sake. So send I you to loneliness and longing, with heart a hungering for the loved and known, forsaking home and kindred, friend and dear one. So send I you to know my love alone. So send I you to leave your life's ambition, to die to dear desire, self-will resign, to labor long and love where men revile you. So send I you to lose your life in mine. How wonderful it is when we lose our will, our life, our desire in Christ, and take everything He has as ours. Face our problems with His power. Face our issues with His solutions. And so we know that what we're heading towards is the right solution, because it's given to us from God. My beloved, may we never find our own solutions. May we never apply our own solutions. May we always put the Lord first and seek His will on how to attack or how to handle a problem, and He will give us the right solutions where it works. towards victory. Amen.